Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning, I'm just wondering, when you go to a town, do you look around to see not only what stores, where you wanted to shop, but you kind of look around at the environment? Are there trees on the streets? Are there flowers? Are there other plants? Are there weeds? You know, what does the town or the city look like? What do they do to, what I think, add beauty and enjoyment to the environment? Here's some of the cities. For instance, Des Moines has humongous pots that they put out, and those are done by the city. And, of course, in many places, there are also businesses that have especially big containers out in front of their business. And then I believe it's Winterset that has beautiful hanging baskets going down the street and around the town. So towns choose different ways in order to add that beauty and that work. And I should mention Griswold, because Griswold has added many plants, much beauty, much cleanup to their whole main street. So if you haven't been looking around, you know, maybe take notice of that, because there's somebody who's doing a lot of work to make that happen. It may be the city and the city employees, or it may be volunteers or some combination. And as we mentioned, businesses too. Businesses and organizations. You know, it takes, as my friend Lori said, it takes a village to make all of that happen. And Lori Reed is the one who heads up the downtown beautification in Atlantic. And that's going on right now. Many of the businesses are sponsoring those little plots on Main Street, on Chestnut Street, and Walnut Street. And there are some organizations that are also doing that. Now, that's possible, first of all, Robinson Landscaping and Patio Design, and they are paid for some of their work. They do much more than they're actually paid for, because they're a great part of the city. A lot of the money that buys the plants comes from CPC, that's Atlantic City Promotion Council. And then we have others who, you know, provide some plants. We've had people who gave hostas in the past. And then there are the volunteers who make all of that happen. So it does take a group of people to make that happen. Just so I'd mention, if you have not checked out what's happening in the plots in Atlantic, thought I'd mention those because I'm more familiar with those. In the median, which is the big space between Wells Fargo and Presbyterian Church and the city park, that plot got finished last night, and that's the only bed in the town, in downtown, that you will find roses. And those are the roses that come back year after year. Not quite in bloom yet, but that's one of the features there. The other thing that you will find there, as well as in some of the other beds, are sage, the purple plants that are now blooming, and you'll also often find some weeds. Now, that's where volunteers come in too. Not all year long. The volunteers go out and pull out those weeds along with the help of Robinson Landscaping. So those are plants that are there. Also lilies. And I know that daylilies, those bright yellow daylilies, are favorites of lots of people, and you'll find those in almost all of the plots that are being worked on. So those have been there for a long time. Actually, I believe, and I could be wrong about this, but I believe that David Williams was the one who started suggesting that the lilies and the sage be planted there. And so some of those plants are quite old, and they just keep on keeping on. And of course, you'll also find some shrubs that have been there for a long time. The plan has been, with the CPC support, to continue to add more perennials to the beds so that there doesn't have to be thousands and thousands of annuals added every year, cutting down on the work and cutting down on the cost. So what else is in the beds right now? Well, a perennial that was planted last year was the catmint. And it's kind of has a more gray-green leaf and has a little bit of a purple flower on it, and it's blooming right now. And you'll also, as I mentioned, find the hostas. And some of those are, you know, the leaves are completely green. Some have white edges on them, so they will vary from plot to plot. And also that purple sage, as I mentioned, that is in most of those plots. And the shrubs, those are all there long time. The other perennials that were added in the last couple of years are some tall grasses, and then last year some little bitty balls of round grasses. And we had some problems with those. They all look dead. But if you look closely, there's some little green sprouts coming up. So we'll see what happens to all those as we get a little more sun and dry weather. Added this year, one of the perennials being added this year are Veronicas, and those are in place. They're pretty small plants right now, but they will get taller and will have purple spiky blooms on them. Also to be added will be some lamb's ear, and it's not quite in place yet. And then there's going to be a surprise. I'm not even going to tell you what it is, but keep your eyes open and see what else is added to the beds. And then the annuals that are being planted this year, alyssum, as I mentioned, because, that's one of my favorites, I guess. I always vote for alyssum. Along the edge, those are the little low-growing white flowers. One of the reasons is that they bloom, once they really get started, they bloom the rest of the year into frost. They can even handle some light frost, and you'll still see those little white flowers just growing like crazy. And so it's nice to have something that just keeps on blooming. The other thing, not quite so hardy, probably won't stand much frost, are begonias. First year we've tried those. They're not going to be very tall, but if they bloom like they should, they'll be red and they'll be covered with blossoms and should grow in the sun and the shade. Now, I'm talking particularly about Atlantic, but, you know, all the cities face the same kinds of challenges. What's going to be perennial? What's going to be annual? And then water. And that's where Robinson Landscaping comes in here. But for every town, water is a challenge. I'm sure it's in Winterset that volunteers in golf carts go around and have those tall spouts that they water those baskets with, and that has to be done often. So there's different kinds of ways to solve the watering problem. And then the challenge that we really don't have any control over, and that's how much sun and shade there is. And as the trees have gotten larger in Atlantic, there's been more shade. And so the challenge has been to find plants that will grow in sun and shade. So that's why we're trying the begonias. They're supposed to perform well whether it's sun or shade. So we'll see. Every year is kind of an experiment. Well, all that gardening information may not be real helpful to you, but just a couple things I wanted to say about, you know, if you don't have a big yard and you say, I don't have a green thumb, well, then you choose to enjoy somebody else's planting. But if you just want something small, why not a little container? You could put vegetables in it, or you could put flowers in it. You could put crawlers, you know, all kinds of things you could put in there. If it's a fairly good-sized pot, one of the questions is, do I have to fill it with soil, with potting soil? A little clue, a lot of you know this, is that for most flowers and many vegetables, you really don't need, you know, 12, 18, 30 inches of soil. You need a little less, maybe 12, but maybe not much beyond that. So you have this deep pot and you're going, well, first of all, I have to get the soil that fills it up. And then secondly, it gets to weighing too much. And if you water it, which you need to do often, it really gets heavy. So fill it up with something that's lightweight. A couple of choices. One are crushed milk cartons. And another one are the peanuts, you know, those packing peanuts, if you save some of those, or even crushed up plastic bags. If you collect a lot of those plastic bags, you know, you can crush those up. And then here's the thing that saves a lot of time when you're cleaning them up, is put them in a larger plastic bag so that the soil doesn't sift through all of the peanuts and through all of the bottles and through whatever you've got. Put it in one big plastic bag and put that in the bottom of the pot. It'll save you a lot of cleanup, and it saves some weight, it saves some soil, and your plants will still do fine. So just a little tip for those containers. And until next time, just enjoy all those pretties wherever you go. And bread feeds the body, but flowers feed the soul.